Thanks, calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is John, a case intake specialist. This is a recorded line. Am I speaking to Lonnie Nunley?
Yes.
Hi, Lonnie. Good afternoon. So,
hi, how you doing?
Good, good. Were you or loved one diagnosed with a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after using the popular weed killer spray Roundup?
Yes, I was.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear that. Lonnie, have you gotten an attorney yet to help you with filing a claim?
No.
Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Are you willing to affirm that's true?
This is true.
Okay, and I'm assuming you'd like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit?
Right.
Okay. And you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. There's roughly 60 different subtypes. Do you know specifically the name of the subtype of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma you were diagnosed with?
I believe it was a diffuse large B-cell.
Okay, got it. Diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. Okay. And then have you had more
Yes.
than one diagnosis in your lifetime?
No.
Okay. And you are living and filing the claim for yourself. When was the diagnosis made? Can you tell me the date of your diagnosis?
The actual date that I was diagnosed?
Yes, correct. Yeah.
I think it was in 2014.
In 2014. Okay. Do you recall the exact date, month and day?
January 12th, I'd have to say.
January 12th, 2014. Okay. Again, I'm
yeah.
sorry to hear this.
Okay,
so January 12th, 2014. How old were you when you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Well, I was 40.
You were 40? Okay. All right. And when you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, I'm sorry, when you use Roundup, did you use Roundup at home or was it your work?
No, I use it at home.
You use it at home?
My backyard garden and stuff.
Thank you. And then could you share with me the address to the residence that you used it at?
Oh, yeah, yeah. 167 Santana Drive in Vacaville, California.
Okay. 167
Santana.
Santana?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
In
the singer Santana. Yep. 95687.
Okay, let me confirm that. I have 167 Santana Drive, Vacaville, 95687.
Correct.
Is that where you presently live? Do you still live
yes.
there, in other words? Okay, very good. Okay. Now, do you know any other person that used Roundup and was diagnosed with cancer?
Unfortunately, no, not really.
Not really?
I mean, I met a few people afterwards, but...
Okay. Well, if you meet anyone, just have that person give me a call. Okay. And then when you were diagnosed with NHL, for now on I'll refer to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma as NHL, you were over 18, but you were under the age of 80. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is your best guess, the number of years that you were using Roundup, your best guess?
About 10 years.
About 10 years. And do you remember when you started using Roundup approximately?
I started using it in like 2004.
Okay. Do you remember the month by any chance?
March.
Okay. March 2004. And when did you stop using Roundup? Month and year, approximately.
Nope. November 2014.
November 2014. Okay. All right, that's definitely 10 years. Okay. And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days during that 10-year period?
Oh yeah.
I'm sorry. I've
probably like
that.
Two or three times a week.
Okay.
I mean, two or three times a month, probably. You know.
Okay, understood. And then this phone number I'm speaking to you on, is this a cell phone number? 707-898-0671?
Yes,
okay, very good.
Yeah.
And then you're a resident of the United States, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, very good. All right, now, did you experience any of these other illnesses, HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes? Did you have an organ transplant or have hepatitis B, Epstein-Barr, or lupus? Any of those conditions?
No.
No, okay, that's good. Is there, did you ever have to have chemotherapy treatment for a cancer other than non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
Okay. And is there any history of cancer in your family?
Nope.
Okay. Okay. And now I can gather your information. You're going to be filing the claim for yourself. Your first name is Lonnie. Is that your legal name? L-O-N-N-I-E?
Yes.
Okay. Last name is Nunley, N-U-N-L-E-Y?
Yes.
Okay, very good. And then do you have a suffix like first, second, junior, senior, first, second, or third?
Oh, junior.
Okay, you are
junior.
Okay. So it'd be Lonnie Nunley Jr. Okay.
Yeah.
And then your gender is male, is that right?
Correct.
Okay. And what is your marital status?
Married.
Okay. And the law firm is going to need your Social Security number to put on the request for medical records from the hospital. Can I get just the last four digits of your social?
Yes, 4061.
Okay, let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. 4061?
Yeah.
Okay, great. And then your date of birth, please.
10-11-74.
Oh, it broke up. I'm sorry.
Oh, 10-11-74.
Okay. Thank you. October 11th, 1974?
Yeah, that's correct.
Great. And then the law firms have used television and internet mostly to reach out to people like yourself that have used Roundup and were diagnosed with a cancer afterwards. How were you reached out, or how did you learn of this this marketing? Was it through the television or through the internet? What's that?
It was TV. I seen the commercial, yeah.
Okay. And how long ago was that TV advertisement that you saw?
Oh, well, it's a long time ago.
Okay. Do you think it was like 2 years ago, a year ago, 3 years ago?
I don't know. Maybe it's not that long ago. Probably about a year ago.
About a year ago? Okay. So
maybe less than that. Maybe a couple of months.
Okay. What I'm going to use is just
think
a year.
Maybe.
I'm going to use a year from today. I'm going to say October 28th, 2023, because it's asking for a specific data instead of like just a general statement word. So I'll just put a year from today's date. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect. Thank you. And then what is your height and your weight, please?
Well, right now I'm 5'9" and I'm at 250.
Okay. 5'9", 250 pounds?
Yep.
Okay. And then what is your email address?
LonnieNunley16@gmail.com.
LonnieNunley?
Yeah, 16@gmail.com.
Okay. Let me repeat that just to make sure I got it right. I have your first name, Lonnie, and then your last name, Nunley, and then it's 16@gmail.com.
That's good.
Okay, perfect. And then we do confirm that the number I'm talking to you on is your cell phone. The law firm is going to contact you to do a case verification call. The best number that you can be reached at is this number. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. And a preference for time of the day, mornings, afternoons, or evenings? Would afternoon be okay?
Afternoon's probably best.
Okay, perfect. Okay, the law firm also requests the name of your spouse as well as your spouse's phone number.
Oh, okay. Tina, T-I-N-A.
Okay.
Nunley.
And her phone number?
Yeah, 1 second.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
Her number.
You got to look at the phone and what is that number? I just hit her name.
Yeah, I know. So I'm like, oh man, what's that number again? We just got a new one too, so.
That's quite all right. I understand.
Um, Area code 209.
Area code 209.
There you go. 688.
688.
5058.
5058. Okay. The law firm also requests an emergency contact. Can we use your wife as the emergency contact?
Yeah.
Okay. And she lives with you, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Great. Here we are. I just got to copy and paste here. Okay, very good. All right. Okay, so, and then this is an approximate, this is just, you could just provide me an approximate number. How many times per year do you think you use Roundup, approximately? How many times
per year?
Per year, yeah. Your best estimate.
I was using it like three times a month, so 12, 24, 36, maybe like 36 times a year.
Okay, very good. And then did you use Roundup for at least 1 year, one full year before your diagnosis?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, very good. And then you mentioned that you started using Roundup in March of 2004, so I'll say March 1st, 2004, and then you stopped using it in November 2014, and I'll say the last day of November, that'd be 29 days in November, November 29th, 2014. Does that sound about right to you as a rough estimate?
Yeah.
And then do you recall a reason why you stopped using Roundup? Was it anything very purposeful?
Yeah, my doctor advised me to stop using it. There was traces of it in my biopsy report.
Okay, got it. Okay, Dr. Rembrandt recommended stopping usage of the product. Okay. And then when you did use it, did you use it seasonally, yearly, or monthly?
Monthly.
Monthly, okay. And then how did you apply the product? Did you use a hand sprayer, backpack, tractor with hoses?
Yeah, through a sprayer.
Hand sprayer, okay.
Yeah.
And did you use any protective gear while applying Roundup?
I used what was recommended, like gloves and whatnot.
Okay. That's gloves. That's, and then where did you apply it, and how big of an area was it applied? You used it in a residential setting, right?
It was residential. My garden in the backyard, mostly. Once in a while, the front yard, but
okay,
mostly in the backyard. Maybe less than an acre's worth.
Okay. Okay, so what I did is I mentioned use that at home in the front and backyard covering less than an acre. Does that sound about right to you?
Yeah, I would say probably less than a half an acre, really. But
okay. Oh, I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Wherever it was needed,
acre.
You know, stuff was great. Yeah.
Than a half acre. Okay, thank you. You're right. You said half acre. And the state that you used this product in was California.
Yeah, it
was
great, though.
I know, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah, California.
But, unfortunately, it has its adverse health effects with it, that come with it, which that's the whole point of this lawsuit. That there is the makers recognize that there is harm, and they set aside a significant amount of money for settling claims like yours, and that's what this is about. So you use the product in this.
And I really don't understand why they make this stuff if they do all that stuff with bad.
I know. I understand. You use this product in California, correct?
Yes.
And it was on a residential exposure. And how were you first exposed to Roundup? Through lawn and garden maintenance?
Yes.
And you would say that you were directly exposed to the chemical, I mean, to the product, not indirectly, meaning you used it and sprayed it. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And would you say you were, because you used it and sprayed it, you were present during the application of the Roundup 100% of the time it was being used?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And over your lifetime, how many exposures of Roundup do you think you had? Over your lifetime, rough estimate. Over 100 times, you think? Over 300?
No, I mean, 30 times a year. Yeah, I'd say over 100 times.
Over 100? Okay. Now, when you use
yeah.
it, do you live near a water well?
No.
Do you get your water from a well?
No, we get our city water.
Okay. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene or Agent Orange?
I don't think so, no.
Okay. And then what type of Roundup product was used? Did you use the concentrate or premix?
Both, actually.
You did both. What do you think you use most often?
Probably the concentrate. I was buying it in like 3 gallon, you know, containers.
Okay. Understood. Okay, so concentrate most often. Do you recall where you purchased it and when?
Yeah, Home Depot. I mean, whenever I needed more, that's where I'd go. So.
Okay. And then, do you recall when you last purchased it? And if you're
not sure, man.
That's okay.
Last time I purchased it was right before my diagnosis.
Okay.
I had stopped using it. Matter of fact, I gave away the other last that I did have, so.
Oh, did you? Okay.
That was a long time ago.
So you think the last time you purchased was when the last within the year that you last used it?
Yes.
Okay. And then do you have any evidence of proof of purchase, like in the form of like credit card receipts or actual store receipts or even photographic or videographic evidence?
From back then?
Any evidence of purchase. A lot of people don't, but some people might actually do. Do you have any evidence of proof of purchase, like store receipts or credit card receipts or even video or photographic evidence?
Oh, man.
Probably not.
I don't think so, no. I mean,
no, okay. That's fine.
We're talking like 20 years ago.
No, I understand. I wouldn't.
15 years ago. Like.
I understand. Most people don't. Some people do, though. Some people do have strange record keeping. Or they do have very strong record keeping, I should say. Do you have any Roundup in your possession?
I would say my grandma probably would have.
Do you have
any great records?
Do you have any Roundup in your possession?
Right now?
Yes. Do you presently have any Roundup?
No, I.
Okay.
No, I do not.
Okay. And have you ever smoked?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Are you currently employed?
I am currently employed, yes.
Great. And the name of your employer, please?
Allied Rental Maintenance.
Allied Regional Maintenance? Okay.
Rental Maintenance.
Oh, Rental Maintenance. Allied Rental Maintenance?
Yes. Correct.
And that's in Vacaville?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Would that be... I've got a phone number, but no address. Wait, that's your business. I see. Okay.
Yes, it is.
Oh, is your business from home, or do you actually have a separate location?
I run it from home because I don't have a retail.
Okay, got it. So it's operated from home. And I forgot your address. I can copy it.
167 Santana Drive.
Yeah, thank you. and your title is owner operator?
Yes.
Okay. And have you lost any time from work because of treatments related to NHL?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And could you provide me approximate dates that you were unable to work?
Well, all through chemo, but approximate dates. Let's see. Probably.
You were diagnosed.
I want to say January of. Yeah, so January of 2014, all the way up till, you know, 2016, really, when I was, you know, declared cancer-free.
January.
So at least 2 years.
2014.
Yeah, about 2 years. 2.5 years.
Okay. So you did miss work for treatments, and that was between 2014 and 2016?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No.
Have you filed a disability or workman's compensation claim in the past?
A worker's comp? Yeah, but that was like, that was 2000. Yeah, I don't even remember when that was. It was when my son was born. He's 21, so.
21 years ago?
Maybe like 25 years ago.
Okay.
Like 25, somewhere in there.
Workman's compensation? Okay.
Yeah, I was on worker's comp. I ran over by a tow truck.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. I had to have knee surgery.
Okay. Have you ever filed bankruptcy?
No.
Okay. And other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay. And then what was the name of the doctor that rendered the diagnosis of NHL?
Oh, Dr. Jonathan Lopez.
Jonathan Lopez?
Good guy.
Do you know what city he was in?
Fairfield, California.
Fairfield, okay. I have a Dr. Jonathan Lopez affiliated with North Bay Medical Center. Is that
sound right?
That's the one? Okay.
Yep.
He has an address of 1860 North Pennsylvania Avenue in Fairfield. Looks like that's actually North Bay Medical Center. Does that sound right to you, too?
Yeah, that's for the main medical center, but I was at the cancer center.
Okay.
Which, I mean, his address is, you know, whether it's that one or the other one, I don't know.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. I apologize.
Oh, no, that's the place for sure.
Okay, that is the place? Okay. It's North Bay Health Center?
Yeah, but I was at the cancer center. The cancer center has a different address, but I'm sure that its office is located in both places.
Let me see here. Bear with me here.
The address that I have for the hospital is 1200 B. Gail Wilson Boulevard. I don't know which one is that.
Hold that thought for just a moment. Let me finish this. I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so did he treat you at North Bay, or did he treat you from his office? Because it looks like he has an office in Vacaville, too, on Nut Tree Road, Suite 390.
No. It was at the cancer center.
What's the name of the cancer center?
It's Cancer Center North Bay Medical Center. It's at 1200 B, as in boy, Gail Wilson Boulevard.
Oh, okay. I found Well, there's Solano County Cancer Center on 2022 North Bay. I know that's not it. Oh, man, I'm sorry. Oh, I got it. North Bay Medical Cancer Center, North Bay Cancer Center, 1200 B. Gail Wilson Boulevard.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Okay, great.
94533.
Okay. So that's also the hospital that treated you too?
Yes.
And that's at 1200. And the phone number is area code 707-6P47000. Does that sound about right to you?
I don't know. I never called it.
That's all right. And it was Dr. Jonathan Lopez.
Yes.
And when did your treatment start? Do you recall the date that it started? Was it January 12th, the day that you got the diagnosis?
January 22nd, I think. 2014.
Okay. January 22nd, 2014. 01-22-2014. Okay, thank you. All right, and how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
Do you think it negatively
affected your health, physical health, your emotional health, and financial health?
Oh, without a doubt.
Okay. And do you have medical records?
Having to go like every 6 months or whatever for CAT scans and blood tests always.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm so glad you're here, though. Good that you're 6 feet above
me too.
You know, as opposed to the opposite. So you're a survivor. You're a strong person.
So far, so good.
Yes, yes. Do you have medical records that can confirm the diagnosis at the hospital or with Dr. Lopez? Do you know if they exist?
I'm sure they are, yeah.
Good, good. Okay.
I mean, I don't know how far they keep them. I mean, I stopped going there back in 16, so.
Did you? Okay. The cancer center is also the same location as the hospital. Is that right? The 1200 B Gail Wilson. Okay.
Correct.
And do you remember how they treated you? Did they do a stem cell transplant?
I'm not really sure on that. I know they did the injection.
They did
chemo.
They did chemo. Did they do radiation?
I think so. Yeah, it was through IV mostly.
Okay.
And three cycles for 2 months.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
I don't remember. They put a big needle in my neck and pulled out.
Ouch. Any surgery?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, just chemotherapy and radiation and immunotherapy?
And immunotherapy.
Okay, got it.
And then a lot of pain meds.
Oh, man, I'm sorry to hear that. But you're doing much
a lot
better.
Of loopy yeah. days.
Loopy days. You're yeah. doing much better today?
Oh, yeah.
Good to hear. And you still live at
167. I ain't got to get in that dead machine.
Yeah, you still live at 167.
I get a lot of CAT scans.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, same place.
Okay, yep. Live at the same place. Okay. Thank you. And there's no apartment number or unit number to this address. It's a house at 167 Santana Drive.
Correct.
Okay. And then, odd question, but we do have permission to contact Tina for emergency purposes if necessary.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Good. All right. You do meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit to receive compensation. The amount of compensation will be worked out between you and the attorney and the makers of the Roundup formula. But I do need to confirm that you were, you used Roundup in the past and you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma January 12, 2014. And specifically, you're diagnosed with diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. You are filing this claim on your own behalf. You are living. You use Roundup in a home setting at 167 Santana Drive, Vacaville, 95687. You were diagnosed over the age of 18 and under the age of 80. You used Roundup roughly 10 years. You did spray it for at least 10 days. And I've confirmed your first name, Lonnie, last name, Nunley Jr., male, married. Last four of your social is 4061, date of birth October 11, 1974. Confirmed your email address, LonnieNunley16@gmail.com. I confirmed your cell phone number, confirmed my contact information. Everything looks good. Have you ever done DocuSign on your cell phone before?
Yeah, for school.
Okay, good. I'm going to be sending you a link by text. I'm going to send you a text message, which will have a link to the DocuSign. What you're going to be signing is the legal agreement that authorizes the law firm to represent you and get you a settlement. They do this on a contingency basis, meaning you don't have to pay anything up front. The law firm only is paid if they're successful in recovering damages for you. If they're not successful, you don't owe them anything. If they are successful, they get 40%, but you keep 60%. That's standard for a mass tort. That's the contingency fee. 40% is their fee. They only collect that if they're successful in recovering damages. It will take a significant amount of time to reach a resolution because there's thousands of claims that are being submitted. So be patient. I'm the case intake specialist. I'm the gentleman that's helping you get signed up. But the law firm's going to reach out to you sometime between now and the next 14 days to do a case verification. It's going to be very fast. It only takes a few minutes. But they do want to hear from you specifically that you use Roundup and you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma instead of relying entirely on my interview. So they'll do that verification sometime between now and 14 days. Okay. And then besides the legal agreement you'll be signing, there'll also be an authorization to release medical records. You'll see that. And since you're done signing, this will go pretty quickly. So bear with me here. I just want to look over the legal agreement, make sure everything looks good. Nothing's missing, no spelling errors. And we're almost done.
Okay,
thank you.
Great.
Thank you. I'm sorry about your diagnosis, but I thank you for letting me help you get signed up, and I'm really pleased you're about to get legal representation. So by now,
I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Thank you, Lonnie. I appreciate you. By now, you should have received that text message with a link that includes the forms to sign. And I'll be on standby. When you're done signing, let me know. It'll tell you that you're finished.
Okay, hello.
Okay, sure. Take your time.
I got it. Here it is.
You got it? Okay.
Okay.
So it's going to ask you to agree to SMS messages, text messages. Then you'll have to agree to electronic records and signatures. And then you can actually start hit the yellow button start, which will show you where you put initials and signatures on the forms. And as I mentioned to you, when you're done, it'll show you a yellow finish button. You press that and then let me know that you finished.
Oh, here we go. Agree. Continue.
Okay, you found it. Good.
And start. Okay. Practice style. Here you go. Boom. Okay. I'm all done.
Okay, you're all done? Let me see here. Bear with me here.
Yep.
Okay, bear with me here. I've got one more thing I got to do on my end, and then we're almost done. Okay, I just sent you a text message from my direct number. It's 949-274. Okay, you got it? Okay, perfect. Now I'm going to text you the name of the law firm. See, Lonnie, you may continue to get calls from firms trying to get you signed up to participate in this mass tort. It can be confusing. All I ask is that you remember the name of the firm that's going to be representing you, Pulaski Kirker, because if anyone calls, you're trying to find out, are you Pulaski Kirker? Because you're the one, you're the law firm I just need to talk, take 5 minutes to verify the conversation I had with John, the intake specialist. Okay. If they're not Pulaski Kirker, tell them to kick sound because you already have a law firm and it's Pulaski Kirker.
Okay.
And then I'll also send you, if this comes through, I'm now going to text you a link to their website. So you know a little bit more about the law firm. They're a very prestigious national law firm. They have a lot of experience handling these very complex cases. And then I'm also going to text you the phone number. And so if you could
add me. You saved in there.
You got it? Yeah, you got me saved in there?
Yeah, I just added you. Yep.
Okay. Because it could take up to 2 weeks for them to reach out to you to do the case verification call. And you know, if you don't pick up, hopefully they'll leave a message. But if it's not completed in 2 weeks, I'll call you and say, hey, look, I'll pick up the phone, get you on the line, and then transfer you over to Pulaski to do the case verification. But they should be calling you on their own. Okay. Is there any other questions I can answer for you?
No, not really. That's about it.
Lonnie, you're good. We are all set up for this case, and I thank you for letting me help you. And I'm really pleased that you're about to get legal representation from Pulaski Kirker. Great firm. And
what is the typical payout on this?
That is a good question I can't answer. I'm prohibited, obviously, because I'm not the law firm. But you can Google Roundup Settlement. If you Google it, it'll give you an idea of what the amounts are going to be.
Okay.
All right.
Good.
Okay, Lonnie, if no other questions, I want to wish you a good rest of the day. And again, thank you for letting me help you, okay? I'm pleased that you're in much better health.
You too.
Today.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. You take care.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
I appreciate you. Bye, Lonnie.
All right, bye-bye.